MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, November 6, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Tuesday is Election Day. Mayoral races in Peabody, Beverly, and Gloucester.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we have a few local sports notes to share with you. Rick?
Alrighty, thank you, Bill. Mix of sun and clouds today, mid to upper 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:51 p.m. Election Day is tomorrow in Massachusetts. In Peabody, the race for mayor finds incumbent Ted Betancourt running against challenger Rogel Agenta. There are six candidates running for five at-large city council seats. In Beverly, incumbent Mayor Mike Cahill is being challenged by Jamie Zarella. Beverly also has several important charter questions on the ballot. Salem's election has six candidates running for four at-large council seats. Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga is being challenged by Mary Ellen Rose, and there are council races as well in the city. In Lynn, there are eight candidates running for four councillor at-large seats. And in Newburyport, there are candidates running for five councillor at-large seats. There's an event with a guest speaker this Thursday at the Senior Center in Newburyport. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon.
And it's a former New Hampshire Chief Justice of their Supreme Court, John Broderick, who I met last year. He's just got an interesting story. He travels around talking about mental health. He's got a really personal family story that he shares about his son. But the title of it is Changing the Conversation Around Mental Health with John Broderick. I'm actually going to be there, so I hope you can go there too. He's really just a really great guy with a really powerful story that I would love everyone to hear.
The event starts at 6 p.m. this Thursday evening at the Senior Center in Newburyport. The Daily Item is reporting that the man accused of shooting to death the Salem State student last week will be remaining in custody without bail. 18-year-old Miss L. Pena Canella is facing a murder charge, and the Essex County District Attorney's Office says the shooting was not a random act of violence. In what will be a dramatic shift for the Gloucester skyline, Applied Materials, Inc. on Dory Road is decommissioning its towering wind turbine and taking it down. This comes after one of the turbine's three 160-foot-long blades tumbled straight down to the ground and snapped in two sometime overnight on Sunday, July 31, 2022, causing some damage on the ground but no injuries. Company spokesperson Matthew Beach said in an email to the Gloucester Times that the decision has been made to decommission the turbine and remove it from our site. And according to the Times, Beach said California-based Applied Materials, which acquired Gloucester-based Varian Semiconductor Equipment Associates, Inc. in 2011 and operates it as one of its businesses, would not say why the blade failed. And the Danvers High School Library was recently named in honor of Colleen Ritzer 10 years after her death. According to Salem News reporter Caroline Enos, Ritzer's family is pleased that she is being remembered in such a positive way.
Yes, for sure. So as you said, it's been the 10th anniversary of Colleen Ritzer's death. And she was a math teacher in her first year at Danvers High School when she was sadly killed by one of her students. And, you know, that's a story that's really resonated in that community in her hometown of Andover for a decade now, and has never really left. So in a lighter spin, which I'm happy to say, the school committee agreed to name the Danvers High School Library in her honor. A move that was pretty much supported by the entire school. It was brought on by a fellow math teacher who she had worked with, named Julie Glenn, who wanted to honor her and thought that this would be the perfect way, since in her words, this is, you know, libraries are the heart of the school. Everyone's welcome there. It's more than just books. It's a space for people to really feel like they're part of that community. So everyone was very much in favor of it. It was a unanimous vote. Her family was very happy about it because her mother had said that they'd really wanted her to be remembered in some way at the school. And this was a really moving way. So I'm very happy that, you know, on the 10th anniversary, there's something positive coming out of it. And she's, I mean, her family's done great. They have a whole organization. They've raised money for students trying to go into education. So it's, you know, 10 years out, it's been more of a legacy of her kindness than anything else.
Salem News reporter Caroline Enos. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up. MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Patriots lost to the Washington Guardians yesterday, 20-17.
Yeah, had a chance here at the end, just couldn't make enough plays. And obviously had, you know, plenty of opportunities along the way that we need to make more out of. So, just a disappointing result. Just got to do a better job of making the plays, and we have the opportunities to make them.
You know that guy, Patriots coach Bill Belichick. The Bruins play the Stars in Dallas tonight, while the Celtics play in Minnesota tonight. The St. John's prep soccer team topped Boston Latin 3-0 yesterday, so they are now in the round of 16. With a record of 15-1-2 on the year, they'll be playing host to Ludlow on Thursday. In high school volleyball yesterday, Hamilton Wenham beat Nantucket 3-1. This is Hamilton Wenham coach Mark Turiano.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it really all starts with our setter, Hannah Suriello. I mean, looking at the numbers, our set distribution was about as equal as you could ask for. So, you know, we were not over-relying on one thing, which honestly most of the year we have been. But today was not the case, that we was really getting everybody involved relatively equally. And, our hitting numbers as a team were far and away better than what they'd been, where, you know, really minimal errors, but yet still being really aggressive as well. And that's the outside, that's the middles, that's coming out of everywhere. So, I mean, on the outside, Maddie Wilson and Morgan Edna were both just – really aggressive yet efficient in the middle. I mean, Gabby Campbell's been phenomenal for us all year, and she was really good blocking today too. I think she had 3 or 4 blocks. And then a couple games ago, we started playing Grace Harris, who's a freshman in the middle at the other middle spot. And she had 5 kills, no errors on 11 swings. And then she had 3 or 4 blocks as well. And I mean, for a freshman to come in and be able to do that, like, holy cow.
Hamilton Wenham volleyball coach Mark Turiano. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.